I would like to invite all of the children to come up and join me up here. Just come on up and sit down on the floor. For moms and dads, the floor has been scrubbed, so don't worry about it. Come on up and sit down. Don't be afraid. I don't bite except on Sundays. Wait a second. Today is Sunday, isn't it? Uh-oh. Hi, everybody. How are you? Oh, good. I'm a little nervous today. Don't be nervous. What is today?
Sunday.
Well, that's true. Is there any other significance about today? What? Say that again. We're going to learn about Jesus. Boy, you got that one right, don't you? But what else? What does that mean?
It's New Year's Eve.
It's New Year's Eve. All of you folks, be good tonight. Behave. When's the last time you had your mom or dad say, listen, you're going to behave tonight, aren't you? Oh, yeah. You know, one of those things. But why is, what's so important about New Year's Eve?
Because tomorrow is
the beginning of a new year. That's new beginnings, isn't it? Well, our sermon today that I'm going to talk to the big people about is that now let thy servant depart in peace. That means I get to go up and be with Jesus. Is that something to be afraid of? No. You know what that is? That's graduation day. That's where we get to start our new life. Ooh, doesn't that sound like fun? I think so, too. You can't see it right now, but this is for the big people out there, too. If you look at that, that's not a painting. That's a tapestry. One of my parishioners in Alabama made that. It has over 10,000 stitches in it. So when you look at that, you say, what was she, crazy? No, she was dedicated. Olive Strum. Anyway, Olive did this for us. And I said, why did you choose that? Because she said, I'm that little boy. What's that little boy doing? He's sitting on Jesus' lap. Would it be fun to sit on Jesus' lap? Well, I think so too. Why? Oh, it would be really cool to see Jesus. What if Jesus gave you a hug? Would that be fun too?
Yes.
I think so too. And you know, we have that to look forward to. Probably not for a long time for you. But for some of us, it's getting a little bit closer. But when you're ready and you lived a good life, you're rewarded for that. And because you get to go be with Jesus. Do folks, can we say a prayer together? Would that be okay? I'll say a few words and then you repeat them back to me. Put your hands together. Okay. Dearest Jesus, thank you so much for going to the cross for us. We appreciate everything and we love you so much. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Happy New Year. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, go ahead and go back with your folks. I wish I had something to give you, but I didn't expect this today. Can you tell I enjoy doing those?
Yeah.
Come to me as little children.
Amen.
As we get into this today, I got a few things I do want to talk to you about. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, this is an interesting day, isn't it? Because as you notice it, now let thy servant depart in peace. little bit of the background. You know, this is also called Simeon's Song. Who was Simeon? Well, stop and think for a second. Where did they take Jesus to meet him? Temple. So what was Simeon? A priest. He was the high priest. And so they took Simeon, they took Jesus to the temple. He saw Simeon. And what does Simeon say? Now let thy servant depart in peace. You know, in the Protestant church, we have been around now for 500 years. But do you realize that the Protestant church did not start with the Protestant Reformation? It started 100 years earlier with a priest called John Huss, of all places, in Czechoslovakia, in Prague. The Protestant movement took over all of Czechoslovakia, what is now today the Czech Republic and Slovakia, and Poland. They became Protestant countries. Who do you think got mad at that? Catholic Church. But they sent in an army to Prague and burned 100,000 people at the stake for heresy. Can you imagine that? What happened back then is that was said was the fire was so bright, it looked like the light of day. And I think that's really sad, that if somebody feels something out of their heart, that they're killed for loving Jesus. That doesn't make any sense to me. But loving Jesus is where this all starts, isn't it? If you would go to our gospel for a minute, I want to show you something here. 500 years ago, I got to find it here. Of course, I moved everything around, didn't I? Here we go. This was put into the service, and it's Simeon's Song. But it had been in the original church service that the apostles came up with. Now remember, Luke was not one of the original apostles. He came up. So around 100 AD, 110 AD, they added him to the church service. And it's right in the middle. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. Well, how many of you recognize that melody? Few of us. Okay. This was sung 500 years ago in all Protestant churches. Why would you take that out? Let's look at this for a second. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. Depart in peace. Why would you depart in peace? Because your life has been fulfilled. If we have the chance to go and be with Jesus, is our life fulfilled? I really think so. And here's the important thing. According to thy word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
Amen.
So whenever we are in the word, are we in Jesus? Yes. And is Jesus in us. Yes. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Well, were we there? We got the cross on the other side. Were we there when Jesus went to the cross? No. So how can our eyes see thy salvation? What is faith? A belief in things unseen. Do you believe in salvation?
Amen.
Do you believe in Jesus?
Amen.
You see, we talk about this stuff, but we forget that that is such an important part. I believe. Okay? In German, I had an opportunity to speak at an old German Lutheran church and preach. And so I preached auf Deutsch in German. We believe, in German is wir glauben. We believe. But yet, when we say that, are we really talking about all y'all? Or are we just talking about me? Really me, isn't it? So when you're saying we believe, you're saying I believe.
That's true.
I think sometimes we forget that salvation is with us. Many of you know I'm Russian. There's a Russian Orthodox hymn called Salvation is Created. And it's just very simple. Salvation is created in the midst of the earth. Hallelujah. What more do we need? Isn't that what Christmas is about, is the creation of salvation? And as I said for my Christmas sermon, for those of you who are here, where does that lead to? The cross. The cross is the most important thing that has ever happened in human history. Mm-hmm. Everything before it leans toward the cross, and everything after it leans back to the cross. Robert's going to talk about that today. And what he did on Christmas Eve really talked to me. And so it's one of those things, without God, who do we have?
Nothing.
Nothing. Without God, do we have salvation?
No.
No. So what are we going to do? Wir glauben. We believe. A light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Who are the people of Israel? Everybody. You know, one of the things to remember, that Christianity is a Jewish sect. So when we are talking about the people of Israel, it's all of us, isn't it? And to me, what a wonderful gift that is. May this gift of our salvation, which Simeon said, Lord, now lettest thou my servant depart in peace, keep our hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.